This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hope you're having a wonderful Thursday. It is June 17th. This is Debbins on Demand. Good news. I don't know if you heard, Congress has approved a bill to make Juneteenth, which is June 19th, a federal holiday to commemorate the end of slavery. It would be the first time we've had a new federal holiday since 1983, which was for Martin Luther King Jr. Day. I know a lot of companies are giving employees the day off tomorrow to celebrate Juneteenth, and I hope more follow and do that in the future. I think it's something worth celebrating. I think we all spent our time differently in quarantine, right? Some people just watched everything on Netflix, the entire Netflix library. Some people did the opposite, like this guy from Wisconsin. There's a dad from Wisconsin who recently set a world record by doing more than 1.5 million push-ups for charity over the past year. That's an average of about 4,000 push-ups a day. This dude must be jacked. Wow. Pretty much anything you can think of, there's somebody out there who would buy it, right? One of the very first items ever sold on eBay in 1995 was a broken laser pointer sold for $14.83. This broken laser pointer was auctioned off. I'm pretty sure you could buy a working one for less than that, but okay. I know everyone always complains about our Rochester winters, but I will take snow any day over the kind of heat that they get out west in some places. I don't know if you heard some of the heat waves out there. Phoenix, looking at temperatures around 115. Ugh. Just thinking about that is almost like unfathomable. 115. If you don't have air conditioning, that's probably dangerous, right? Does this sound good to you or like a crime against food? Watermelon pizza. Somebody on the internet made this, and if you're thinking, oh, someone just put watermelon on pizza, nope, it's even weirder than that. They used watermelon slices as the base, like the crust, and then put cheese and pepperoni on top of the watermelon slices and grilled it, and yeah, it's bizarre. And of course, you can see a picture, 98pxy.com. It's on there on the homepage. You got to scroll down a little bit, but it just doesn't sound like something that you should want. Here's some cool local news. Faculty and students at the U of R are working on part of a space telescope that NASA is going to use to help detect asteroids that could be on a collision course for Earth. So there's scientists right here in Rochester that could someday save our planet, which I think is pretty cool. Apparently, dad bods are more popular than ever. A survey was done, and 70% of women described dad bod, which is like when you're not like really in the best shape, like you're not super overweight, but like you're not in amazing shape. They described dad bod as attractive, an attractive look. 70%, 59% even said they prefer a guy who had a little more jiggle to them than a guy who's all solid muscle. What a time to be a dad! Happy Father's Day. And did you wear less deodorant during quarantine? According to a survey, 68% of people decided wearing deodorant was pointless during the pandemic, and there was actually a drop in deodorant sales last year that reflected that trend. I'm guessing if any of those people live with other people, though, those other people might have disagreed on it being pointless. Have a great night. Another Debbins on Demand right here tomorrow. You can always get it on the free Odyssey app if you're not already. Or I'm on the air 3 to 8 p.m. on 98 PXY, which you can also stream for free on the free Odyssey app. Talk to you tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.